Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth. This we've been under rust. So deal with it yourself. Don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic. This is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it. Orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace, and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours. It's yours to show. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. So do it for yourself. You the day one. Day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, July the 12th. Thursday, July the 12th of 2018. At the time is 2 p.m., 2 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding voice. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of my Noah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to do an intro to tomorrow at the One Soul Expo, but I want to go a little deeper than I'm able going to be able to go tomorrow, because obviously tomorrow is just a short introduction, introducing myself to a new demographic, a new group of people that may have not heard of me before, or may have heard of my system and what's included, or what's the message all about at its base or at its core. So at the base, at the core, we have to look at and address what some people would consider what is being promoted by the dominant culture, if you want to use that term, which is this ideal of denominationalism. So if you are part of a denomination, what does that mean? If you have a specific belief system like I did growing up, and how that affects you. It's really interesting because when you talk about it, most people have no problem or no overstanding, if you will, when we talk about what you believe. So since we all have different beliefs, let me make sure you understand, that causes more division than unity. Now, let me make sure that you really understand the importance of understanding this universal perspective on life. If the word universe means uni, which it does, which means one, verse, which means song or frequency, when we look at everything in this universe, everything comes from one source. Now, the problem with that is very few people know that source. Since it is very difficult to identify the source of all frequencies, all waves, and all vibration, people have a difficult time identifying or feeling a part of that frequency or that wave or that vibration. So we got different people who are wanting to amplify, if you will, different things. And since the mere fact that if I am choosing to eat steak, that means that I am not including salad, unless I eat steak and salad. If I am eating shrimp, that means I'm not eating steak. So this ideal, if you will, of division is created when we do something called choice. In order to choose left, that means right. Choice, the ideal of free will, everything that you and I believe, everything that we've grown up to be or to assume or to embrace as normalism, divides, or excludes, or removes one-ism. Now, one-ism, or universalism, if you will, is under over the understanding that we all come from a specific place, or we all vibrate on a specific reality. The inability to decode the identity of God, if you will, is the issue or the concern. Now, the reason why this is an issue or a concern is because the only way that you can be for something is if you are by default against something. Now, it's very interesting because there's a lot of things that are said about oneism, universalism, or the ability to identify with the over understanding that based upon science, there is a new old belief. So the new old belief talks about the origins of this all-inclusive ideal. So if we worship or if we define oneism, which is some people talk about as the opposite of twoism, if you want to use that word, or dualism or duality, we live in a world based upon duality. And so when we talk about oneism, if we're talking about universalism, if we're talking about Unitarianism, if we're talking about understanding that there is all one soul, there's one mind, there is one will, there's one emotion, there is one intellect, and there's one imagination. So if there's only one, how do we have so many divisions? The reason that we have so many divisions is we got this one, the same way there are so many elements on the periodic table. Why are there so many elements on the periodic table? If there's only one element, there's only one element. It's called hydrogen. So can you explain to me, please, why there is so many elements on the periodic table? If there's only one molecule, Well, all we did was when we divide that one molecule, we name it something else. We change its name when it goes through the process of division. It is this process of multiplication that causes the division, because we label the multiplication as something different from what is multiplied from. So if I take a dollar, if I take $100 and I break it down into $250, it's still $100. But it's also $50. But two $50 bills make what? $100 bill. The $250 bills are the exact same thing as one $100 bill. Now, some people would argue that that's not true. Two $50 bills are two $50 bills. They are not one $100 bill. Two $50 bills and one $100 bill, are they not the same in value? See, we're looking at symbols, and we are not discussing substance. One soul, one goal, one role. The fact that you got a different soul, the fact that you believe you got a different goal, the fact that you believe you got a different role is causing you to fold, meaning you're not successful, according to oneism, the one. So if you have the mind of the one, you are the vision of the one, you equal value to the one. Let me say that again. If I have two $50 bills, now this is really important. I'm trying to keep it as simple as I possibly can. If I have two $50 bills, and if I have one $100 bill, what do I have? I have two $50 bills, and I have one $100 bill. What do I have? Or are they not the same? Now, this is the problem with polarity. This is the problem that exists on this dimension. It's because I got two different symbols, but I got one substance. Now, let me make sure you understand. I got two different symbols, but I still have one substance. I think I got one equation. I got two different symbols, but those two different symbols are manifested as one substance. Even though I got two different symbols, but they are one substance. Are they not? Two symbols, one substance. What's the one substance? They still equal $100. See, the problem is that the people who are so stuck on symbols, they can't see substance. We're so stuck on denominations. We're so stuck on our individuality, we can't see our unity. One soul, one goal, one role. The fact that there are multiple souls, the fact that there are multiple goals, the fact that there are multiple roles is the issue or concern. I'm not saying that you should not have multiple goals, multiple roles. I'm just simply understanding you need to have one source. You need to have one. So $250 bill, one $100 bill is two different symbols. They both come from the same source. They both equal the same thing. Do they not? See, the problem is that most people cannot make that connection. So, Brother Will, why is that? Why are we talking about this, man? Why is there a concern? You see, there is a big difference between what is being taught in modern-day Christianity and most other religions today. It's very, very different, because when we look at what has been discussed, the creator or the thing that created this creation, they're not the same. See, when we talk about all is one and one is all, when we say something like all humanity is one, when we say that all religions are one, when we say that there is one problem, and that one problem is that we've forgotten that we are one. And when we say that, or if we were to say, there is only one solution, and that solution is to remind yourself that there is no division, there is only inclusion, that we all are a part of this one God that is all-loving, that is omnibenevolent. And so if you really, really look at the underpinnings of what that means, that is simply making a statement that is introducing you to something that is very difficult to wrap our brains around, because it's very difficult for us to wrap our brain around this ideal that all is one. So to understand the spiritual belief that all is one, you know, you really have to really delve into a spiritual evolution that is very rare today. Because everybody likes their own. We all like to own stuff. We don't want to manage anything. So we really, really, really look at this ideal of creating or operating in a utopian society or a utopian mindset. That just simply means that when we really go into and delve into the underpinnings of all religion, we find division. Religion equals division. Now, that is very, very difficult for most people to understand, because if money is one, and it is, when you separate yourself, you separate yourself from money. If health is one, and it is, when you separate yourself from the oneness of health, the absence of health is disease. If you include yourself in the frequency of health, you are by definition healthy. So health is the result of doing one thing. Wealth is the result of doing one thing. Wisdom is the result of doing one thing. Having a great relationship with yourself and with other people is the result of doing one thing. And these four things are the same substance of one thing. That is your highest possible good. That means omnibenevolent. That means omni means all, benevolent means good. That means the solution to all problems is for you to operate in one mind. That's the problem. Too many minds. See, the problem that is going on in the world today is twoism, or this ideal of polarity, or this ideal of, you know, bipolarism. So when we talk about worldviews, which is what we're discussing, worldviews is how you view something on a global scale, when we look at it from a global perspective. A very, very high way of looking at things. And so when we talk about secular humanism, for example, and we compare that to what is called, again, oneism versus, you know, what some people would call Christianity, or some people would call some other religion, or what some people would call paganism, or some people would call, you know, annihilationism, or some people would call rationalism. All of these isms are different intellectual pursuits, are down one very slippery slope, and that is the inability to specifically define spirituality. See, the inability to really define God. See, it's very difficult to define. We can say what God does, but it's very difficult to say what God is. That's oneism. See, it's very difficult to say what electricity is, but it's easy to say what electricity does. So when we talk about really the practice of putting the number one before everything else, now, this is what changed my life. This is what got me to where I'm at today. This is what changed my life financially. So for the members of the Life Management System, if you don't get anything from today's message, I know it was late for my normal 12-hour, but I was checking into the hotel, getting settled and everything for my speech tomorrow here in Boise, as I will reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify this whole overstanding, if you will, from a different perspective. We're going to be breaking down a deeper revelation of understanding the idea that I'm expressing to you today. The highest possible good, not just good, the highest possible, to always think at the highest, at your highest level. See, very few people understand what that means. Very. I can count on one finger. Have you ever met anybody, and they said to you, I want the best for you? And if they said that statement, what does that mean? You see, brothers and sisters, when my sister, when I was going through, and my sister said, you deserve to be happy. She didn't say what my brain was telling me. You are on earth to make other people happy. So for 50-plus years of my life, I've been living my life with a little voice in my head that said, your purpose and mission on earth is to make other people happy. That voice is in your head too, boo-boo. Now, I know this is difficult, maybe, for you to oscillate or to wrap your brain around, but let me assure you, without a shadow of a doubt, I will put all the money that I will be making, which is a lot, today and tomorrow and the next day, I give it all to you if the statement that I just made is not true. I guarantee you, in the recesses of your mind, if you search like I did, see, because this isn't the first time people that somebody has told me that. I've always known that I, you know, in fact, most people would say that I'm a pretty selfish guy. You know, if you talk to the people that, you know, normally say, yeah, that dude, you know, he's all about himself. But that's not, again, deserving to be happy. See, we do self-defeating behavior. You do it, I do it, we all do it. We're the only organism, humanity is the only organism, if you want to use that term, on earth that does self-defeating behavior, meaning you drink alcohol. Maybe not you, but somebody you know. And you know that's self-defeating. You eat processed sugar. Maybe not you, but somebody you know. You know, now I know that. That is self-defeating. You eat fast food. We all do. We all go out and eat at fast food. I just ate fast food, you know, this morning. I ate breakfast at a pancake shop. And I know a lot of the things that I consumed, my cells cannot use. I did not eat for my cells today. I ate my tongue. Now, I'm in vacation mode. I'm relaxing, chilling. Don't have the luxury of going home and preparing a meal. So I can make excuses for my behavior. I can validate and come up with a great reasons to justify my behavior. So can you. That's why I continue. So we all do it, myself included. So I'm not talking down to you. I'm in a worse position than you because for a lot of people, I know on a deeper level more of the damage that eating processed sugar does. So if I eat processed sugar, I have more of a knowledge of the damage that it causes to the human body. So why continue to do things that causes damage to your one thing? That's called self-defeatism. That is the inability to love yourself regardless and in spite of everything else. You see, brothers and sisters, one would like to help, but one really is too busy looking after others instead of oneself. See, it's very increasingly important to understand that there is a practice of putting the number one before everything else. But that practice of putting the number one before everything else is not really the number one. It's not really you. It's really somebody else. So you're putting somebody else's feelings. You're putting somebody else's thoughts. You're putting somebody else's expectations before number one. That's you. See, you know that what people would think if you go to a bar right now with all your buddies and they buy a round of drinks and they put a drink in front of you and you don't drink it. You know what happens if you go to a birthday party and they kick an ice cream, there's 20 people there and it's little Johnny's fifth birthday and all the parents are sitting there and they put cake and ice cream in front of you and you don't eat that cake and ice cream. You know, just like me, that it's very difficult that if everybody invites you out to a particular quote-unquote meeting place, you know, just like I do, if this fine filly walks in front of you, and whether you got a woman at home or not, she gives you that look. She, you know, smiles at you. She stops. She walks around. She makes it known non-verbally that she's waiting for you to approach her and say, hey, hi, how you doing, and introduce yourself. You know that you probably shouldn't do that, but you're probably going to do it because you're under the same pressures that we all are under, myself included. So this one soul, one goal, one role is understanding oneism, which is not what the dominant culture wants you to think, which is that selfish, that egotistical, and that arrogant. But the way my sister broke it down to me, I'm going to break it down for you. And that is, my brothers, that is, my sisters, you deserve to be happy, you, not somebody else. Now, the question always comes up, well, Brother Will, what if my happiness comes from, you know, fondling little boys? That, you know, people say that, because that's the Luciferian definition. This is what I hear from traditional Christians. They tell me, well, Brother Will, you know, we don't promote that particular doctrine because of our denomination. And so the denomination goes against the religion, if we want to use that term, the spirituality of universal cosmic oneism. So when I am a member of a particular denomination, I'm simply saying that my denomination is a branch. It is a particular, what's the word I'm looking for? It is a particular organization, or it is a distinct body that is identified by specific traits and characteristics and by name that separates it from other denominations. Now, my question to you is, like, for example, like, how many denominations are there? Like, different denominations. I don't even know the answer to that question. All I know is it's a lot. I just know if you go to Google any favorite searches and type in, you know, number of different denominations, man, you're going to come up with all kind of denominations. Last time I heard, I think it was in the neighborhood of, I want to say like 10,000. It was some crazy number. That was a lot. So there's a lot of denominations out there. So the question is, which denomination are you in? Now, people ask me, well, brother, what do you believe, man? What denomination? Y'all already know. I've never got option A, B. I always go with C. I'm not in no denomination. That's why the last church I went through was a non-denominational church. Because I understand that the division that is caused by associating yourself with a specific denomination, regardless of how great it is. And there's a lot of great ones out there. Now, I'm not saying necessarily that anything is wrong with it. I'm just sharing with you today the ability for you to be. Now, again, I'm an IMR guy. Now, I used to be a like guy. I used to be a guy that was interested in Facebook likes. I used to be a guy that was interested in, you know, Instagram likes. I used to be a guy that was interested in Twitter likes. Now, show me the money. I'm interested in results, boo-boo. You can keep your denomination. You can keep your version. I'm interested in immediate, measurable. It must be measurable results. See, my results are measurable. I can show you my PayPal account from 5 years ago, and I can show you my PayPal account today, measurable. I can show you my waistline, which goes up and down depending on, because I'm not stuck in no box. I eat what I like when I want to like. And then I change it when I want to change it. Most people I know, again, they cannot change like me. That's okay. because they have not made it okay for them to be them. So my sister helped me with this, so I'm trying to help you with this. Now I'm trying to help you with this, which is you deserve to be happy. Now the problem is your happiness lies outside of your denomination. That's the problem, boo-boo. Your denomination says that, you know, if you do this, you're going to go to hell. Or this is going to happen to you. There's always some consequence. Whether you are, you know, a Calvinist, a Presbyterian, an Anglican, whatever they call it, Methodist, a Unitarian, Baptist, Seventh-day Adventist, you know, holiest, sanctified, Amish, Lutheran, Mormon, what's another one? Did I say Jehovah's Witnesses? Presbyterian. Oh, wow. We could, who did I leave out? Mennonite. we could go on. We could be here for a while just going through all the different denominations that are out there today. And they all separate themselves. They don't include. For example, if you're a Baptist, you can't go hang out with the Muslims. You know, because you're not a part of their group. So one soul. Now the soul, again, for me, I don't know if there's too many people who teach. I've heard three. I think the most I've heard that was being taught out there in Maine, Christianity and the main quote-unquote doctrine that's being taught, the most that I've heard has been three. The soul consists of three things: mind, will, or emotion. Now, for me, the soul consists of five things because we've got a five-letter book. There's five dimensions. So the soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and the intellect, the soul. So those all should be one, number one. Now, if you remember the life management team, me and you should be one, and we're not. Thus the problem that we have vibrating on the same page. Now, I am one with the big G, not the little one. Thus the problem for a lot of folk who listen to what I talk about. Because I am on the same frequency as the big G. Now, it took me a long time, but it took me a while to get to this level of overstanding. I always under, but I never over. Now I over. I overstand. It took me a while, but the boy's here, boo-boo. I am wealthy, I am healthy, I am wise, and I am in a toe-curling relationship. Now, notice it has nothing to do with nobody else. I'm in a relationship. Do you know that you can be married and not be married? Do you know that you can be rich and not be rich? Do you know you can be healthy and not be healthy? Do you know that you can be wise and be ignorant? Let me say that again. You might want to write that down, boo-boo. That's a toe curl right there. You should be scratching your head like that. You should be saying, huh? Run that by me again. Do you know that you can be wealthy and be poor? Do you know that you can be healthy and be sick? Do you know you can be wise and dumb as a box of rocks? Do you know that you could be in a toe-curling relationship and divorced? Do you overstand? That's one soul. See, one soul is the ability to understand, overstand, and understand that your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, and your intellect is one with the Father. So my quest, the journey that we are embarking upon today, based upon the definitions of the Anglo-Saxon word question, is I on quest. So we are embarking upon a journey to discover the, not a. So in the course of investigating or going upon this journey, we want to put on the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, metamorpho, metamorphosis, he did not consider robbery to be equal with God. So your job is to be equal with God in mind. to be equal with God in will, to be equal with God in emotion, to be equal with God in imaginations, and to be equal with God again. Let me see which one I leave out. Again, mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. To be equal with God in intelligence. If you're not, me and you are not on the same page, boo boo. That means you got to get there. How do you get there? Be there. How do you be there? You just say, I am. That's what I do. That's how I got here. That's how I became a very wealthy man compared to, now remember, wealth is a term that is defined differently for by some people. Some people you can go, if you got 30 bucks, you're wealthy. Some parts of Africa, from what I hear, you got a bunch of cows or a bunch of cattle, you're wealthy. Some people, you got to have a bunch of money in the bank, you're wealthy. My definition of wealth is having the benefits of wealth, regardless of whether you got $10 or $10 million. Can you get on a plane and go where you want to go? Can you get in your car and drive where you want to go? Can you go eat what you want to eat, where you want to eat? Can you wear what you want to wear? Can you drive what you want to drive? If you can do those things, you're wealthy, regardless of how much money you got. Now, again, that's my definition. Everybody else's definition may be different. But I need you to understand how I got wealthy, how I became wealthy. I became wealthy by making it okay for me to be wealthy. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. Let me make sure you understand, because many of you are waiting for permission from the Reverend Mac the Bishop or from, somebody else, but it's unconscious. So how do you know what you don't know? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. How do you know, brother? How do you know, sister, what you don't know? Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say it again. How are you supposed to know what you don't know? How the beep are you supposed to know, brother? You won't, you can't, and you don't. So you're supposed to say what I say. Holy Spirit, Heavenly Father, lead me and guide me into omni. That means all benevolence, truth, good. If you say that prayer, get ready, boo-boo. Your toes going to be curled. Now, if you're not ready to get your toes curled by destroying your existing reality, and again, do not pray that prayer. Do not think that. Do not say, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me in all truth. Because that's what the Bible says. The Bible says that the Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. That's what the Bible says. So don't believe it. Because if you do, you're going to destroy everything that you need. Ask or think. Because the Bible says that the Heavenly Father wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that you can ask or think. So I'm asking and thinking God, and I'm asking, thanking God for a certain goal here while I'm at the speaking engagement. So the Heavenly Father wants to do exceedingly above whatever I'm asking or thinking. I am releasing what I've asked or thinking, the goal. And I'm attaching myself to the role. That simply means the goal of, let's say if my goal is to make $20,000, I have that goal set. And when I wake up, I say, Heavenly Father, lead me and guide me in all truth. And I know it is your will that I prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. But you know that, then I am releasing my goal, and I'm attaching to my role. What do I need to do to generate that 20 grand? Well, I know I need to do an excellent speech. I need to provide outstanding value and features and benefits. I know I need to deliver more in-use value than I'm receiving in monetary value. I know that I am not here to sell nobody shizness. I'm here to service. I'm here to give, and I'm here to drop some wow factor. When I walk on that stage, after I finish my talk, I want people to look at themselves and say, wow, I got to go meet that dude. My phone going to be blowing up. My email is going to be off the hizzle for shizzle. People going to follow me back to my hotel room and say, Doc, I need to just get 5 minutes of your time, man. I need to talk to you, boo. That's the role I'm in. That's the role that I've designed and ordered for my life. What's your role? Can you see your role? If you can't see your role, how the hell are you going to be it? If I see myself, if I could not see or if I could not have seen myself in this role, I know would not be fulfilling my goal. If I could not have seen myself in this role, brothers, if I could not have seen myself in this role, sisters, I could not be here. Now, let me make sure you understand, because, you know, it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, because each one of us come from different places and different levels of understanding. And for me, the most important thing is that for you and I to connect on the same page and the same level. And that is, I got one goal for you in life, and that is for you to be and operate according to how God has designed and gifted you to operate. That's the same thing that the Father has. The Father wishes that you prosper in being health as your soul. The Father wishes that none should perish and that all should come into the knowledge. That's his wish for you. He has one. That's called, if you were to use a universal accepted term, it's called omnibenevolence. That means all good. That means your highest good. So the Father wants the highest good for you. That's what I want for you. That's one. So I have one mind. I have one will. I have one emotion. I have one imagination. I have one intellect. I got one soul. I also got one goal for you. My goal, one goal that I have everybody on earth, one goal is that they be their highest possible self. I have one role, that is you to be being, so that way you could be doing, so that way you could be having your highest possible good. So I have one soul, I have one goal, and I have one role. I need you to vibrate with me on that one soul, that one goal, and why that one role. If you can, and if you're not a member of the Life Management System, you need to email me right now at MasterTeacher33@gmail.com. MasterTeacher33@gmail.com. You can talk about having money. You don't need the money. What do you need? One mind. You need one will. You need one emotion. You need one imagination. You need one intellect. If you don't have that one, what one, brother? What my highest? What is the highest amount of money the Father has for you in your lifetime? What is the highest? Now, you may not know what the highest is. You don't need to know. God knows. What does God know that you may not know? God knows you got 12 cranial nerves in your brain that are controlled by 12 cell salts that are released in your body based upon the planetary retrograde. So when the planets are in a certain position, it releases a certain chemical that activates a certain feeling that causes you to take a certain action. It's not up to you, boo-boo. It's up to the planets that are controlled by you. I don't think so, homie. Do you control how Jupiter orbits around the sun? If you do, please call me, 210-290-5927. We need to talk. You the man. If you control Mars, if you control Venus, if you control Saturn, if you control the planets, please call me at 210-290-5927. If you control the freaking planet, if you control when the sun rises and when it sets, if you vibrating on that level, you a bad mama jamma. We need to talk, Holmes. We about to blow up. Because why? I'm going to follow you. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to make you sure. I'll be your boy. You know what I'm saying? I'll pack your luggage. You the man. But see, you and I both know that's not in your repertoire. So I got Negroes walk around here calling themselves gods. Now, I understand that's a problem with that, because you do not have the IMR to be a god. Now, if you do got the IMR, please call me right now, well, after the show, 210-290-5927. If you are God, meaning if you got the immediate measurable results. Now, you can say it out your mouth, but I'm interested in the fruit in your hands. See, people talk a good game, but when it comes time to manifest a good life, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up, I hear a plethora of excuses. Now, I'm not talking down to anybody. I've been doing this for 50 years, bro. If it took me 50 years to get here, how long you been doing it? 2-3 years? 5 years, maybe? Okay, call me, man, when you've been. I got shoes older than most people. Shoes. I got tennis shoes that's older than some people in my program. So don't, yeah, bro. If you call me, man, you better call me. You better come with it, man, because I got a quest for you. I got a question. See, I ain't playing church no more. I don't know if y'all noticed the vibe has changed over the last 2 or 3 months. The old Brother Will y'all knew, I buried his ass in the backyard. He's dead. That nigga was dead. So I don't play. There's only one soul. There's only one goal. There's only one role. Period. Drop the mic. Exit stage left. All this other division is just to keep you diluted. It's to keep you watered down. So that way you're a good house nigga. And you know, kissing the master's ring finger. Now, I used to be that boy too. I ain't a boy no more, homie. I look Negroes in the eye. See, I ain't settling no more for eating somebody's crumbs. I don't want no handout. I can use a hand up, but I'm not interested in no damn handout. Neither should you. I don't want no freaking charity. I don't want no government program. I don't need no grants or no loans. You won't see me posted up on Facebook with no freaking, what you call them, a call asking for money. Them days is over with. I know who I am now. With clarity comes confidence. Your lack of clarity is the only thing that is limiting your confidence. What clarity, brother? One soul. What the hell is a soul? It is a mind. It is a will. It is an emotion. It is an imagination. And it is an intellect. Whose mind? Whose will? Whose emotion? Whose imagination? Whose intellect? Mine? No. God's. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, dude. I'm with you, homeboy. Who the f*** is God? I am glad you asked. Because I got a book called The Standard. And in that book, which I know you got because you're a very learned man and you're a very learned woman. But for some strange stretch of the imagination, you don't have my book, The Standard. You might want to go get it. Anybody listening to me, I'll give that book to you today for $5. Basically, I'll just give it away for the cost. It cost me $6-7 to print the book. I'll give you the PDF copy of the book for free. Well, almost free, $5. Just email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, if you want my book, The Standard. Now, you should be asking yourself, well, Brother Will, why do we need your book, The Standard? Well, in there, I have a chapter by Dr. Gabriel Iyibo. Now, if you've never heard of Dr. Gabriel Iyibo, he's kind of like my homeboy, Dr. Miles Monroe. Now, Dr. Miles Monroe gave me the spiritual overstanding. Dr. Gabriel Iyibo gave me the mathematical and the scientific overstanding. Now, Dr. Gabriel Iyibo has this thing called GAGUT. Now, GAGUT, G-A-G-U-T, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem, G-A-G-U-T. Now, GAGUT, a theorem is the theory of everything. A theorem means it is a complete kaka. It's not a theory. Every other scientist on earth has a theory when it comes to the mathematics of God. What I have in my book that breaks down the physics of God. Now, remember, we're talking about universal oneism. We're talking about one mind. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you. What mind? See, the problem is you got the wrong mind. not you, but, you know, you have the wrong perception, the wrong perspective. You don't see yourself the way God sees you. See, the theory of everything, my brother, this is the grand unified. It is unified. See, you're not unified. You're not unified with you. I used to be you. I used to be, you know, the daily yellow short. No, I used to worry about things. Not no more. I used to be concerned. Not no more. I used to hope that, you know, my wife loved me the same way I love her. Not no more, boo-boo. I used to be concerned about, you know, whether I got the truth or a truth. I used to be concerned about, oh, man, am I going to be deceived? I remember when I was a kid, I used to pray that prayer every day. Heavenly Father, don't let me be deceived. Not no more. I may be the only man walking around with the truth. Now, everybody says that. And everybody should. I have no problems with people who are adamant about their version of the truth. And I can easily tell. I just ask them one question. If they're black, I just ask them, does your truth include the white man? If they're white, I ask, does your truth include the black man? That usually cut out about 95% of the discussion right there. That question alone, yeah, next, they out. Because they still think God is the color. I mean, I'm waiting for somebody to call me at 210-290-5927 and tell me what color is spirit. I'm waiting. If you know the answer to that question, I got $10,000 for you. Now, I know what you're going to say. You know, everybody says the same thing. They're going to go to Google. They're going to research some stuff. And they're going to put up something, and they're going to come up with some ideal. But it's going to be an I-D-E-A-L. It's not going to be no I-D-E-A. They got to put Lucifer in it. See, you have, you know. Now, remember, I'm talking about one soul. I'm talking about one goal. I'm talking about one role. Everybody else got different versions of this one. The same way there is only one. Now, I have biological and scientific and biblical proof for everything that I discuss. And if you go to the periodic table and you look at the first element on the periodic table, you're going to see this thing called hydrogen. Hydrogen. Now, I know that you are a smart whippersnapper. And because you are a smart whippersnapper, you're going to look it up and you're going to see that it is odorless and it is colorless and it is tasteless. And it is the chemical element of the atomic number one. And you will see, because, again, you are a very learned individual, you're going to go and you're going to look it up and you're going to click on it on hydrogen and you're going to look at the atomic structure and makeup of hydrogen, and you're going to go to Google and you're going to type in another word called the periodic table. And you're going to look on that, on the periodic table that you studied, the periodic table of elements, and you're going to see that every element on the periodic table is a manipulation of the one, because you are learning. You're not going to believe me. You're going to say, Brother Will, I like him, but you know what? I don't like him that much. I'm not putting the keys to my happiness in Brother Will's pocket. And you know what I'm going to say? I'm impressed, boo-boo. I wouldn't put the keys to your happiness in my pocket either. Like my sister told me, you deserve to be happy. She didn't say, you deserve to get with a female and for her to do, cook for you, clean for you, and make you happy. That's not what she said that made me, that broke me down and set me free. She says, you deserve to be happy. You deserve to get your ass up and make yourself happy if you want to be happy. That changed my life. That's why I'm a happy man today, because I took the keys to the kingdom back, and I put the keys in my pocket. Now, the keys to my happiness, they're in my pocket, boo-boo. There's no man, there's no woman, there's no child on earth that can make me happy. It's my job to make myself happy. And guess what? I'm good at my job. How about you? Hydrogen is the only element on a periodic table. Now, your brain should be burning right now. There should be a question in your brain right now. What question should be in your brain right now? The question that should be in your brain is, how many elements are there? How many elements are there on the periodic table of elements? That question should be burning in your brain right now. And you should find the answer of 118. And when you get that answer of 118, there are 118 confirmed. They say, some people say that there's more. Some people say they left. But if you go to any reputable biochemist or anybody who understands any type of chemistry, they're going to break down the isotopes or the isotope of an element that is made up of protons and neutrons or neurons that make up mass. And they're going to say there is a number that is assigned to each element that confirms their name. And they're going to say that each of the 118 confirmed elements are from the number one element, hydrogen. And they're going to say a word called organoson. O-G-A-N-E-S-S-O-N, which means the original sun. Now, don't look to nobody I told you because, again, only the elite understand the statements that I'm making today. They don't teach this to cretins. They don't teach this to peasants. They damn sure don't teach it to Negroes. So let me make sure you understand in case you fall into one of the aforementioned categories. You see, my brothers and sisters, you've been hoodwinked. Now, the dominant culture, they overstand. But most people that's not a part of the dominant culture, they don't overstand AUG. So, organoson, depending on how you pronounce it or how you want to pronounce it, it is a synthetic chemical element that has a symbol of OG. And it has an atomic number of 118. Now, this is like a made-up chemical. It don't really exist. Now, the question is, why are you making up chemicals? See, the element or the properties of this chemical or this element, 100, which is 118, again, it's OG. It's 118th chemical on the elements of the periodic table. Now, the reason why I'm going through all of this is to show you how they create 118 things out of one thing. How you are going to create a bunch of nothing out of one thing. Now, all I did was reverse engineer what the dominant culture does. Now, remember, this is extremely important because I take what the enemy meant for evil and I turn it around and I use it for good. I don't reinvent the wheel. I don't try to reinvent the wheel because that's what the big G did. Now, the big G came, he said, I'm going to use the foolishness of preaching. He didn't come and say, I'm going to develop a new system. So Jesus came on the earth and now according to the Bible, the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. So all of the attributes and characteristics of God was placed inside of a body. It walked around on earth. The Bible says that the Word became flesh and it dwelt among men. That's why I like Christianity because it explains biology. That's why I like biology because it explains Christianity. And that's why, again, it's easy for me to use the ancient text to explain biology and Christianity because they're all saying the exact same thing, which is one soul. Divided up into many denominations to create fractions or fractal geometry. Now, you can go in and type in Google, type in the name Dan Winter, and you will see all of his work on, again, phase conjugation, not congruent. It's C-O-N-J, not C-O-N-G. Now, if you're black, you go to a C-O-N-G. But if you're part of the elite, you go to a C-O-N-J. Only the 1%ers understand what I'm expressing to you today. If you're not part of the 1%, what I just said is probably like, what? This may be out your pay grade. Now, let me make sure you understand what phase conjugation means. Now, I got about 3 books that breaks this down, but again, each book is about 400 pages. These are cookie blowing books. This is not, one of them I don't even sell no more because it's just too complex. It hurts people's brains. So, Dan Winter. So he has something called phase conjugation, which is another word for implosion, not explosion. See, right now, especially if you're a melanated individual, you probably had a lot of orgasms. Now, again, I think I've had my share, probably more than most folks. See, phase conjugation is a physics term to explain the physical transformation of a wave field into the propagation of a particle using what is called amplitudes or sound. In English, that simply means how do you take something that is invisible and make it visible? Anybody interested? So you may be a metaphysical millionaire, but you want to be a physical millionaire, you might want to understand phase conjugation, which is what I teach. Now, I teach it in English, so that way my children, when I taught it to them, that's what my daughters are all doing great. My sons are all doing great because they've been with me since birth. They didn't have a choice. Now, you have a choice. You can listen to what I say, or you can say, you know what, Brother Will, you know what, I think you fell off the wagon, bro. I ain't listening. No problem, boo-boo. See, phase conjugation is what we call the infinite number of waves, which they call angles, which we call angels. So it's the ability to understand that the brain waves inside your head get aligned in a specific way in order to produce an implosive focus. Now, this is called self-organization. Now, most people are creating orgasms instead of creating organisms. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me make sure. Now, see, I create organizations. Now, I get an orgasm in every once in a while, too. Let's not get it twisted. However, I overstand the game. I'm taking all of my energy instead of pouring it into sex. The book Thinking Grow Rich talks about sex transmutation or sex transmutation, the ability to take all this sexual energy. The people that are the most sensual and the most sexual are the most powerful. They just don't know. Now, I've been doing this for a long time, boo-boo. I ain't fell off the wagon last night. All I did was take that energy. Now, remember, I used to get paid in nookie. Now I get paid in cash. Now, I used to like to chase a little app back in the day. Now I just chase the cash. I need you to understand. See, I've always been a millionaire. I was just a millionaire, but I got paid in coochie coupons. I traded in the coochie coupons, and I stopped chasing poo nanny and start fulfilling purpose. See, right now, I don't know what your drug of habit is. Mine was the nookie. It was the cookie. I've always had energy. I've always been a multi-millionaire, homie. I didn't just fall off the wagon. Yes, I had a plethora of coochie coupons. I just traded those coochie coupons in, and instead of having a plethora of orgasms, now I got a plethora of organizations. Now, I need you to pimp the game because you got energy. It's just been mismanaged. It's been mismanaged or misapplied. You ain't got to go create nothing. All you got to do is redirect. If you can walk out your house and catch the attention of the opposite sex, be a multimillionaire. The problem is you're catching those rays instead of the sun's rays. Now, you got to make a choice today to be one soul, to be a part of one goal, so that way you can understand one role. Right now, you got a plethora of roles. You haven't made a decision that you deserve to be happy. Right now, you're making other people happy. You're getting dressed up. You're looking nice. You got on your matching socks. You got on your matching gaiters. You got on your, you got your jeans. They starched. Hair's on point. Makeup is kicking. You know, you went out and you bought that, $100, $200, $300 Michael Kors perfume. You got your Michael Kors watch. You got your Michael Kors purse. You got your Michael Kors drawers. Michael Kors. Damn, are you Michael Kors? Shit, you got all this stuff. I mean, not you, but people you know. But then one day, maybe not today, but one day you're going to get tired of being Michael Kors. And one day you're going to be yourself. You're going to get tired of wearing other people's shitness, and you're going to start wearing your own. But until that day happens, brothers and sisters, you're not part of universal oneism. You're not part of the one soul. Now remember, one soul has one goal. That one goal has one role. It's all part of one. Now, hydrogen is expressed in 118 different ways. It's still hydrogen. Religion is expressed. How many denominations are there? There's only one God, but how many denominations are there? Shit, I don't even know. It's a plethora. However many there are, they are all part of one. See, I call 20 years. It is a vortex. That is you. You are a vortex of learning. Everything that you are learning is designed for you to meet at a specific point, like the point on the head of a pin. That's how much clarity it is. All of the spirituality of all of the ancient texts, they all talked about one thing. How many angels can be put on the head of a pin? That was the question of the ancients way back 6,000 years before the Bible was about formed. They asked how many, they would say dancing, they call them dancing angels. They meant angles. How many angels can fit on the head of the pin of a needle or the point of a needle? How many? Now, another way they said is that how do you visualize pine cones? Phase conjugation. What am I saying? See, phase conjugation is the under, over, and understanding what is called the wave particle phenomenon. Now, in physics, this is called the double helix or the double split experiment, which means the observer determines what is observed. Drop the mic, exit stage left. Today's course, today's lesson is over. Now, let me say it again in case you missed it. The observer determines what is observed. Let me say it one more time in case for some reason or other you still didn't get it. The observer determines what is observed. That's time. This is it. The observer, that's you, boo, determines what is observed. What do you see? Look around right now. What do you see? What do you see, brother? Do you know that you determine what you see? You determine what you see based upon the one soul that you've decided to be. Now, let me say that one more time in English. You determine what you see based upon the soul or the perception that you decided to be. Now, that is so profound because there's only one soul, but you may not choose to be a part of that one soul. You may decide to be outside of that one soul, like I did. For 50 years, I decided not to be wealthy. I decided not to be healthy. I decided not to be wise. I decided not to be in a toe-curling relationship. I decided, what I do know, I didn't think that was for me. I thought it was for, you know, the dominant culture. I did not think it was for me. Now, I know better. So when you know better, do better. So my brothers and my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. I need you to understand right now as we're speaking to you that you have been fearfully and wonderfully made. There is nothing or no one, nothing or no thing that is outside of your scope or your scale. You see, my brothers and sisters, the observer determines what is observed. You, that's you. You are the observer. So as the observer, your perception produces your reality. Change your perception, change your reality. I teach you how to do that in a life management system because your biology is simply expressing your spirituality. Every day, all day, your biology is expressing back to you the spirituality that you've chosen. I recommend that you choose to be a part of One Soul, so that way you can have one goal and you can attach yourself to one role. Because singleness of mind, the universe only responds to singleness of mind. If you have one soul, one goal, one role, oh, the universe is going to respond to you very quickly, my brother. And I'll see you in the Bahamas so we can sip pina coladas on the beach. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. If you're in Boise, Idaho, please join me. If not, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so I can send you the link to join the webinar. I think the cost of the webinar, if I remember, I think it says like $30. And I think that's an all-day access to the webinar. And I'll be sending out a little bit later, once I get the exact time, that I'll be speaking to all the members of the Life Management System, as well as posting it on social media. But in the meantime, please just go to the website, onesoulexpo.com. The website again, one, O-N-E, soul, S-O-U-L, expo, E-X-P-O.com. And click on the link that says tickets and pick up your copy, pick up your tickets to the webinar. So that way you can watch live stream online if you cannot join us in person. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the Seed of Part 1, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, but don't doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, ate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give him a check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, yeah, that's me. All day, can't you see? That's me. All day, Super Saiyan, like I'm Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? It's the young Yola, baby. Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances.